Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
It's the Talk of Troy Conversations, where we take an extended listen to interviews from the Talk of Troy. I'm Joey Hudson. Troy University's International Arts Center is hosting a new exhibition, Comedian. It earns its title by balancing dark humor with social commentary. Troy Public Radio's Chris Alf sat down with the artist to discuss his inspiration and the challenges along the way.
Winfred Hawkins, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So how would you describe your art style?
The art style is anime, comic books, steeped in symbolism and allegories, things that relate directly to my life in some form or fashion. I use it as an entry point, especially when we're talking about history, because a lot of my imagery has a lot of historic references in it, art history references in it, and just historic references in general in it. I insert more modern imagery with it.
Look no further than Winfred's artistic take on the Selma Bridge crossing, depicting a person of color taking a walk, flames all around him, demonstrating how the fight for civil rights always moves forward, despite the struggles.
So how does it feel to have your work on display?
Okay, so I don't particularly do well with feeling questions, and the reason why is because I'm a very logical person. I'll get a little nervous, like I'm a little nervous now, because I'm on radio, but I mean, right? But I don't use emotions as a way to communicate. Having said that, I do feel good about the work. I do think it's a great thing, especially with taking into account the reinvention of myself. And it's nice to know that people appreciate the work for both things. One, just because it just looks cool, right? And two, for the content. And those are like the two main things that I purposely decided to focus on, because it's like, listen, if you don't like what it's saying, you're not going to say it doesn't look cool. And if you don't think it looks cool, you're not going to say it's not about nothing, you know? Those are some pretty key points I think can be missing in the art community nowadays.
For our listeners, what are some of the challenges you've had to face as an artist?
So I guess the initial challenge is the old, like, get good situation, right? The other hard thing was I developed ulnar nerve entrapment in both my arms. Basically, that means, you know, like when you hit your funny bone, the pain after that is basically that. And I had that in both my arms. And so I didn't draw for quite a while. And then I decided to start teaching myself how to draw with my opposite hand. I'm left-handed by nature. So my right hand, I started drawing and I developed a style. Reinvented myself as an artist is probably also one of the hardest things.
Despite the hardships, he is still able to create art, like the Akachi Was Here series, which uses stylized text and an assortment of color to bring graffiti to life, an idea he formed from an inspiration of his.
My friend Mario, he was my best friend since first grade. He is no longer with us. He's the one who taught me how to do graffiti years and years and years and years ago. When my arms got all weird and gave out on me, I purposely decided to put or reignite that aspect in my work because of him, and also because of just historically what graffiti is to minority communities. The other thing I like to say is, if there is one thing that I would like people to at least explore in the work, it is just think about stuff. You know, be curious about things, regardless if it's something you agree about or not. Think critically. Reintroduce thinking critically and using art as a vehicle to do that.
Very well said. Thank you for joining me today, Winfred.
Thank you for having me.
Winfred Hawkins is the artist behind the new exhibition, Comedian, on display in the International Arts Center on Troy University's main campus. You've been listening to the Talk of Troy Conversations, where we take an extended listen to interviews from the Talk of Troy.